William, from the USA, says, approximately 2,000 years ago was Passover eaten at the home on the evening of the 14th, and then the temple service was conducted on the evening of the 15th. Please advise. No, this is not the case. When the temple stood, the Passover sacrifice was slaughtered, and the blood was sprinkled on the altar as prescribed on the day of the 14th, and a agent of each group that had to form on a Korban Pesach that could include many families went and slaughtered that sacrifice. And then at the night of the 15th, all the families gathered in Jerusalem, because the sacrifice had to be eaten within the walls of Jerusalem, and they ate the Passover sacrifice and made the Seder the night of the 15th, each group together in their own separate homes, or the homes that they were renting for the Passover holiday. So the Passover was eaten, the Seder was made on the night of the 15th, just like we do. The only difference is that they had the Passover sacrifice to eat as a main part of the meal, which we do not have today, which we eat the Afikomen to commemorate. And they ate the actual Passover sacrifice, but the sacrifice had been sacrificed on the 14th day in the daytime in the temple, and then the sacrifice was taken out of the temple and brought into somewhere within the walls of Yerushalayim, and that's where the people made their Seder and ate the Passover sacrifice.